This episode is sponsored by SelectTech. Want a pretty damn good pair of in-ear Bluetooth headphones? The SelectTech Sport Bluetooth headset is on sale on Amazon right now for only $20. Even better, they've hooked FPT viewers up with another $5 off. You can get these things for just $15. The Amazon link and a special discount code is in the description below. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech. Of course, a show that gives you all the latest tech news. From one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Guys, there's been a lot going on. Of course, we've got WWDC, which was disappointing. I made a recap about it, but I ended up thinking that I was too negative in the video, so I didn't upload it because I thought that you guys would hate me. But nonetheless, I was disappointed, and not because there was no hardware. Guys, you should not expect hardware at a developer conference. It's more about software than anything, and it was disappointing. The software, what I saw from Apple, and the way they are like moving forward with their business model is disappointing. And then, of course, you have E3, which we have a plan to get into, but not in this video, because there's other stuff going on in tech news that is not related to E3 or, of course, WWDC. So let's cover that stuff. News. Okay, so first up, Twitter has rolled out a brand new feature today that allows you to retweet yourself. Now, some people see this as totally useless. Why would you do this? This makes no sense. This is dumb. When in reality, it's not as useless as you might think. So, yes, you can go back and retweet a tweet that you had previously tweeted, giving life to that tweet and bringing that tweet back up again, making it a little less timeless than it would have been had this feature not been implemented. But more importantly, you can also quote your own tweets, which I think is super awesome and I've done previously. Basically, you could go, I don't know what that sound was. I'm not too sure what that was about. So basically, if you go to one of your tweets and you copy the tweet URL as if you're going to share it, when you compose a new tweet, you can paste that URL in your tweet and effectively do the same thing. You can kind of quote it, and that's what I've done in the past, but this makes it native and obvious. So you can go ahead and quote your own tweet from like 1984 and be like, wow, I can't believe I tweeted this in 1984. Or you could just keep a conversation going amongst yourself. You see people compose a tweet, it reaches 140 characters, so they shoot that out, and then they immediately reply to it to sort of keep it going in length because they reached the character limit. You could do this as a way to effectively bypass the character limit at least once. I'm interested. I don't think it's useless. I think it's kind of cool. As much as Rhapsody would love to compete with Spotify, they really can't, but they do want to make a dent in the market when it comes to music streaming services, and I guess they have a better chance of competing with something like Apple Music and Google Play Music, and they're gonna try that. But first, they're rebranding to Napster. If you're too young to remember what Napster is or was, I'm not gonna explain it, but essentially, you might remember that Rhapsody acquired Napster in 2011, and now they say you're gonna have the same service, same artist, same music. But now it's going to be called Napster. Stay tuned. Good luck. Satya Nadella is making his very first big boy purchase, LinkedIn. Microsoft is acquiring LinkedIn for $26.2 billion in cash, and they say that together they can help accelerate the growth of LinkedIn, which is funny because no one wants that. No one wants LinkedIn to grow, really. I can think of a lot of other companies that would have been awesome for Microsoft to buy for $26.2 billion. I don't know, Front Page Tech being one of them, really. I mean, that's greedy, too. Like, I would accept, like, $20 billion. That, I mean, I'm not even asking that much. The good luck, though. You could have done better, but good luck, Microsoft. Facebook has been testing a certain feature for months that has been on my phone, off my phone, put back on my phone, and taken back off my phone because I've been testing it, and that is SMS support within Facebook Messenger, which I think is totally freaking awesome because the only other messaging platform that I use consistently with my friends and people that I know is Facebook Messenger. I'm always going to Facebook Messenger and always having to switch between my SMS app and, of course, Facebook Messenger. So, starting today officially on Android only, of course, Facebook Messenger does support SMS, and that, my friends, is freaking awesome. So, if you want all your messages in one place, go ahead and download it today. And no, this doesn't mean, once again, that Mark Zuckerberg wants to eat your baby. Okay? Okay. A lot of people got kind of confused and didn't really like the new feature that came to Snapchat that started playing, auto-playing that is, your friends' stories back to back to back. And it seems like today, we have a reason as to why that became a thing. As I've mentioned before, Snapchat makes the majority of their money through advertising. So, what better way to make more money? More advertising. Obviously. So, very soon in an upcoming update, Snapchat will begin rolling ads in between your friends' stories. Now, this does not mean an ad will roll between every single story. It's just gonna happen occasionally, and yes, they're skippable sometimes. So, I'm curious. Does this kind of turn you off? Do you want to sit through your friends' stories knowing that there's gonna be ads thrown at your face? Because it kind of interrupts the experience. Mainly because we didn't have it previously. Maybe if ads had been rolling this whole time, we would have been used to it. But to just kind of throw them in there like that, I don't know if people are going to be willing to accept it as quickly as Snapchat would like them to. Let me know in the comment section below. The OnePlus 3 was announced today, and it is freaking awesome. So today I sat through the VR experience, which is called The Loop. That's how they went ahead and announced the phone today. So at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you're able to launch The Loop app on your device, and in VR or in 360 degree video, you were able to experience, of course, the announcement. It was a virtual world set up by them. Their space lab, obviously in space. You were introduced to the device, introduced to the features from the device, and it was kind of a weird thing to be a part of. I would have just rather have the information thrown at me, said to me, whatever. I didn't want to really interact. A lot of it was confusing. My phone almost blew up in my hand because it got too hot. That's beside the point. The phone, the OnePlus 3, is tits. The essentials, we're looking at a Snapdragon 820 processor, 6 gigabytes of RAM, 64 gigs of storage, 16 megapixel camera, and I think the coolest thing, there's a bunch of other specs and features that you should know about, which I'll put links to down in the description below, but the coolest thing to me is dash charging, which is their form of quick charging. You can basically charge the phone 60% of its life in a half an hour, which is freaking awesome. And it keeps the phone cool, like the temperatures don't like go up and blow the phone up like most quick charging technology. So I think it's a nice step forward when it comes to OnePlus devices, and it's $399. I just want to throw $399. I'm buying one. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below, click it or tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter at FrontPageTech. You might have noticed that I have sweat. My body is just sweat at the moment. I am sweating so badly. The air conditioning in my house is broke. The central air broke, and they're going to fix it. They had to order a part, and I don't have the part yet. So it's like 85 degrees in here, and I'm going to die. There's literally sweat under my neck roll. So I'm going to go. I'm just going to head out. You have a good day, of course, and I will see you tomorrow.